Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. So we're talking about the situation that's going on over in Baghdad, where they're having the P5 plus one talks regarding the Iranian nuclear threat, which, of course, actually doesn't exist. And the only reason these talks are even underway at all is Israel is screaming nuclear wolf, or nuclear duck, one of these things. And the United States government, which has this attitude of, I must obey Israel because I have no mind of my own, is out there trying to rally support. Yes, we got to go after Iran. And they're not getting a lot of traction. They certainly didn't at NATO. I think everybody's tired of war. They know that Iraq was all based on these lies about weapons of mass destruction, and they're not really eager to get caught up in another one, because if they do it twice, it makes them look complicit rather than just stupid. So they've got this discussion underway, and the P5 plus one have offered a plan, and Iran has offered a plan that involves various cutbacks on nuclear enrichment in exchange for provision of fuel and parts and other things that Iran actually needs to get around the various sanctions by the U.S. But it looks like they're going to reach an agreement, because they're debating fine details. There's nothing fundamentally a part of what's going on here. Of course, Israel's in there saying Iran has to give up all their nuclear technology, but that's not being echoed by the P5. Here's the part that is really very scary. Obviously, after the little schism that was revealed the other day when Ehud Barak said that Israel might be willing to go along with 3.5 enrichment, apparently he got a phone call from Bibi Netanyahu, who said, get with the program, because now they're saying today, deal or no deal, Israel reserves the right to attack Iran. And so basically what Israel is saying is, we don't care what the P5 plus one come up with. Iran will either shut down all of their nuclear technology, or we will bomb them. Okay, so to recap where we are right now, Israel, which has nuclear weapons but won't admit it, has never signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, despite requests from both the United States and the United Nations to do so, does not allow IAEA inspections, has been exposed for having to covertly sell nuclear weapons to South Africa, which is what the NNPT is supposed to stop, is going to bomb Iran, which has signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, does allow IAEA inspections, does not have nuclear weapons, and has not initiated a war of conquest in 200 years. And we're supposed to think Israel are the good guys and Iran is the bad guy. That's basically where we are right now. Israel has been running around to all these countries saying, you've got to get tough with Iran. And the rest of the world is saying, look, you're crying nuclear wolf again. You said Iraq had nuclear weapons when you bombed Osirak. That turned out not to be right. You claimed Syria had nuclear weapons when you bombed then. Turned out that was a bust. Now you're screaming that Iran has nuclear weapons. Nobody can find them. And nobody wants to go. Basically, the world is sick and tired of Israel's whining. We just wish they would shut the heck up, because we don't want to hear it anymore. We're tired of this nonsense. And so now Israel is saying, well, if you won't do what we'll tell you to, we'll go out and we'll start World War III all on our own. That's where we are. Ehud Barak is out there saying that if Iran does not do what Israel tells it to do, that Israel will attack Iran. And of course, you know what they're really saying. They're saying Israel will start the war, and we just absolutely know that the United States government will finish it for us. In other words, Israel's going to bomb Iran, then they're going to stand back while your children get thrown onto the Iranians' bayonets by Israel's government in residence. We'll be right back.
Hey, Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Working two jobs, ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school.
America, welcome back to the show. We're talking about this statement by Israel that even if the P5 plus one reach an agreement with Iran over Iran's nuclear infrastructure, that Israel may still go ahead and bomb Iran anyway. Now, at this point, you have to keep in mind that everything Iran is doing is legal under international law, because Iran has signed and complied with the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which allows Iran peaceful uses of nuclear energy, including power stations, medical isotopes, industrial isotopes, any of that stuff, as long as they are not making and exporting or exporting nuclear weapons or nuclear weapons technology, and they must submit to IAEA inspections, which they have. And it is rather amazing, it boggles the mind, and my mind is hard to boggle, I might add, that Israel, which has a nuclear arsenal will not sign the NPT, pretends to the United States that it doesn't have nuclear weapons so that they can go on looting the American taxpayer in defiance of the Symington Amendment and the Glenn Act, is not a member of the P5. In fact, Israel's membership at the United Nations is in a very gray area because there were two conditions placed on Israel to become a member of the United Nations. One, a Palestinian right of return to all the homes and towns that were taken from them in the creation of the Palestinian state. Or, if the Palestinians chose not to return, financial compensation for their seized properties. Israel has never complied with either requirement. If it were not for the United States' continued bullying of the United Nations, Israel would have been kicked out a long time ago. And when the United States collapses, you know, well, Israel's already parasitizing onto Canada, so Canada's going to become the new gentle giant under control of Israel. So I guess they'll just keep on doing what they're doing here. But Israel's basically trying to justify the unjustifiable. They've actually floated a suggestion that if the war with Iran does not happen, they're going to calculate how much money this saved the United States government and demand a piece of it for going along with not starting a war with Iran. That's called extortion, by the way. Yes, we were going to start World War III, but we're going to call it off. We figure it's going to save you, $18, $19 trillion. We want half of that. You know, where's one of those large dinosaur-killing asteroids when you really, really, really need it? But again, the absurdity of the situation is Israel, which has nuclear weapons, but won't admit it officially, and yet Mordecai Vanunu's photos are out there. Israeli TV has been showing that secret bomb lab underneath Dimona. It's an open secret. You know, if you talk about it, you're an anti-Semite, but everybody knows that it's there. Israel has never signed the Non-Proliferation Treaty. The United States has asked them to do it because it would simplify giving them more of your money. The United Nations and the IAEA have asked Israel to do it because they know those weapons are down there. And Israel won't do it because they don't want to allow IAEA inspections. Israel got caught trying to sell a covert nuclear weapon to South Africa, which is in fact the very activity the Non-Proliferation Treaty is supposed to stop. And yet the corporate American media is still out there trying to convince you that Israel is the good guy and Iran is the bad guy. And again, a report by the United States Senate, which was classified for 25 years, says that Israel has been bribing the American media to report the news in a way that favors Israel. Maybe that's why CNN's viewership is down to 395,000. Something to think about there. Meanwhile, over in Great Britain, oddly enough, they are already talking about what they're going to do if Israel goes ahead and attacks Iran. Like, there shouldn't even be a question. Israel is very clearly in the wrong here. And Great Britain is saying, well, maybe we have to, and worse, they're saying, you know, this indecision over whether or not to help Israel strike Iran could actually tear apart their current coalition. That might not be a bad thing. Because I think we need to, all of us, Great Britain or the United States, we need to have governments that are taking care of our own people and are not simply caretakers on behalf of a foreign capital. No government can serve two masters. And here in the United States of America, it is obvious our federal government serves a foreign power. In Canada, their government is serving a foreign power. In Great Britain, it's becoming obvious their government is serving a foreign power. I remember growing up as a kid in the school, we were all warned to beware of communist subversion. Well, we were looking in the wrong direction, obviously. I want to remind you of a quote from Professor Martin Van Crevel in Israel. This was published in Jerusalem Friday magazine. And this is a little while ago, I will admit you. But it basically saying, this is a direct quote from this professor in Jerusalem. We possess several hundred atomic warheads and rockets and can launch them at targets in all directions, perhaps even at Rome. Most European capitals are targets of our air force. And the corporate media will tell you Iran is the threat, Iran is the threat, Iran is the threat, Iran is the threat. just amazing here. All right, let's see. Apparently, the U.S. Congress is still out there talking about starting war with Iran because that's what Israel wants. I have a suggestion. Okay, I have a suggestion. I think we, the American people, all 330 million of us, ought to go over to the Washington, D.C. Capitol building, and we ought to line up all those members of the House and the Senate and ask them one at a time, do you support a war on Iran on behalf of Israel? And if they say yes, we put them on an airplane with a parachute and an M16 and a lot of ammo, and we send them over there and we drop them on Iran. Problem solved. The people who want war get their war, and those of us who don't want the war don't have to get involved. That's a perfect solution here. Ron, help yourself. I think everybody ought to download that enlistment form, the official U.S. military enlistment form, and just send it to everybody in Congress and the media who's arguing for war with Iran, saying, okay, lead by example. You think this is a good idea? If you think this is such a good idea, why are you over here in the United States of America trying to get me and my kids to go over to Iran? If you think war with Iran is necessary and right, you go first. And if you make a good job of it, we might consider coming along after you. But I'm getting fed up with those who lead from behind. Now, Alexander the Great was a bit of a fink. You know, he had this ego problem, wanted to own and run it all. And in the wake of his Alexandrian Empire, and he got a lot of statues and cities named after himself. But he left kind of a mess in his wake. So did Hitler, so did Napoleon. But Napoleon and Alexander had one quality that you could admire. They led their own armies into battle. We certainly don't seem to have that here in the American government. They sit in their little bunkers underneath the White House, underneath Mount Weather, and they send out their robotic drones and say, go kill these other people. Look at me. I'm victorious. Have you seen that little stupid statue that they're trying to sell of Barack Obama standing over Osama bin Laden's body, and Obama has a machine gun, and bin Laden has a bullet hole in his forehead, and he's standing over him like that? That's absolute complete nonsense. Barack Obama was inside the White House when all this was going down. The Pakistanis actually shot the guy. The SEAL team got in there to steal the body and the glory. And then they got in and found out it wasn't really bin Laden. That's why they had to dump him in the ocean and release all these fake photos and everything. And now, of course, they're going to make a movie about it. Okay? They're going to make a movie. Jim Cameron's ex-wife is out there making this. And Catherine Bigelow, who got the Oscar for Hurt Locker, and frankly, I think it was literally stolen from Avatar for reasons of politics. Hurt Locker is pro-war, Avatar is anti-war, and of course, so obviously you're not going to win an Oscar when you've got a war government going on and you're talking about peace. So Catherine Bigelow basically sold out, made the Hurt Locker, got her Oscar. Now she's working with the Obama White House. They're letting them in the White House. They're even giving them talking points. Judicial Watch got a list of discussions between the administration and Catherine Bigelow, saying that you will present this as a gutsy decision by the president and say that White House involvement in this operation was absolutely critical and moment to moment. In other words, the White House is telling Catherine Bigelow how to make this movie about the guy they killed last year and claimed was Osama bin Laden. It's a 90-minute, multi-million-dollar re-election campaign commercial for Barack Obama. And, you know, it's going to be hyped to the rafters by the same media that's still trying to save Battleship, you know, as the Navy recruiting commercial. I mean, you go to any local Navy recruiting office, they got Battleship posters all over the place. Actually, now they're probably starting to take them down with razor knives because it's a huge embarrassment. But it's absolutely amazing the amount of pandering that is still going on inside Hollywood for this whole thing. By the way, speaking of pandering, quick note before the end of the segment. Apparently, Marvel Comics, in their June issue of X-Men, is going to have one of the gay X-Men marry their partner in a big, huge spread in there because Obama is really desperate to distract you from the economy and the wars and his continued obeisance to Israel. So we're going to take a break here for some commercials. Manny is in the control room right now. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. When the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone? Replace them all, start over while we all still can.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Rather interesting and appropriate piece of bump music. Looking at the stock market, it is very obvious the plunge protection team is trying to run the markets back into the green by the end of the market close. And again, it doesn't make any sense that all of a sudden people are buying into the stock market when Facebook has dumped everything and we know the whole thing is fraudulent. And what are these stock prices based on? Earnings? Did the economy all of a sudden get better? No, they're just gaming the system. And they're gaming the system so that everybody who's got a 401k will go on supporting the government and its agenda and its a policy. You're slaves to the belief that the 401k is meaningful. They linked you to Walt. The money junkies made you their psychological slave when they got this 401k thing put together. Because you're out there silently cheering for Wall Street. Yes, whatever Wall Street wants, give it to them because it means my 401k will go up. Got an email from somebody with a somewhat different point of view. Thinking back to an adjunct professor I had for a financial management class, he was a three-banger from Stanford, bachelor's, master's in law. The prof worked for the SEC but moved to California because his wife was a teacher and the gun pulled on her was the last straw, so they moved. Point of this is, he used to say, take your money to Las Vegas or the horse track. At least there you stand some kind of a chance. With Wall Street, it is their wish you have a zero chance. If you make some money, they view it as a collateral effect, you picking up some of the crumbs they dropped. They will come back for the crumbs. And I think that's a very, very cogent observation. All the way back in the Clinton administration, the stock market was a political banner. It's not a measure of the economic health of this country. Because most of us don't own stocks. Even with your 401ks, we're not stock investors. But they wave that stock market value around when it's green, as if that's all you need to know. The Dow is up, therefore everything is just wonderful. And the entire nation is not Wall Street. Wall Street's this little tiny chunk of concrete on Manhattan Island. And the United States of America is thousands of miles long and tall, and 330 million Americans, most of whom will never even actually be on Wall Street in their entire lives. So anyway, but they are trying to run it up there because they don't want to go into the holiday weekend with everybody worried about the stock market. All righty, let's see. Interesting video we put up on the website earlier today. Florida student asks Obama about Israel's human rights violation, and it is a fun video to watch to see how quickly Obama tries to change the subject. And he never does answer her question. He just goes on about our special relationship with Israel, and they're our friends, and we're their friends. We will always love them, no matter how much they abuse us. Now, getting back to this thing with NATO, looking back on it, for all the Sturm und Drang in the streets of Chicago, and it was very revealing to see what kind of a police state the United States has become, NATO itself doesn't appear to have accomplished anything that the United States or Israel really desired it to do. They've made no commitment to a new war in Iran. In fact, New Zealand came out of NATO saying they're going to pull their troops from Afghanistan. The only thing they really did that was newsworthy was the head of NATO got up and announced, wasn't put to a vote or a decision or anything, they simply announced that the new anti-missile defense shield that the United States has been installing all over Europe is now active. Now, Russia was a little upset at that because the U.S. government's official story is that this is to protect the world from Iran, even though the anti-missile system is sort of kind of more up toward Russia than it is toward Iran. But that's the official story here. They're trying desperately to bring back the Cold War. It's us against the Russians. Give us your money, your children, your wealth. We'll protect you from the commies. Even though they're not commies anymore, it's still the same old thing. Russia has now test-fired an AMD-piercing strategic missile. In other words, this anti-missile system that the United States has spent trillions of dollars developing is already obsolete. And we reported on this a couple of years ago. The United States government, in its desperation to go back to fighting the Cold War, is still trying to fight the Cold War. They're spending all this money to prepare for a war as it was a half a century ago. And they're hopelessly out of touch. We have this big floating radar platform down here in Pearl Harbor. They keep saying it was meant for deployment off Alaska waters. They can't get it to work. It's hugely expensive radar. We call it the bubble machine because if you look at it, it's just the old repurposed floating oil platform, and it's got all these ray domes all over the top of it. So we call it the bubble machine. And every time it's in port and they're testing it, our Wi-Fi and our local area networks go bonkers. But the reason, and, you know, they take it out and they test it and they bring it back and they take it out and they test it and they bring it back. And the problem is that, first of all, a reentering ballistic warhead has an ionized air shield around it, which makes radar penetration virtually impossible. The infrared bloom, you can't get a lock on that. And an incoming MIRV warhead is a naturally radar stealthy shape to begin with. So it was kind of a bogus idea to begin with. But all of it is now obsolete. And when we come back from this commercial break, I'm going to go into some of the nuts and bolts about why this very expensive anti-missile system really can't work and what Russia did that defeats it easily. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Fear and hate will rule them, said the demon to his robe. In shackles we will bind them, but to the terror they'll be shown. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And my goodness, the plunge protection team is definitely doing their magic because the stock market, they've already got the NASDAQ just barely into the green. But anybody looking at this chart is going to look at that hard upward shove and say, yeah, this has got nothing to do with economics and manufacturing and customers. They're gaming the system again to make themselves look good after this huge series of embarrassments between JP Morgan Chase and Facebook. Yeah, they're going to get them into the green and say, all you people with a 401k, don't think about all the crime and corruption. See, we're taking care of you. Yeah. All right, getting back to the situation with the Russian missiles. The entire U.S. missile defense doctrine is based on a very simple model, that when the bad guys launch a nuclear missile at us, and by the way, nobody's ever done it, okay, when they launch a missile, the rocket goes up, and if it's a single warhead, the warhead will detach, or if it's a MIRV system, there's a substage called the MIRV bus, which will separate, and it'll make a course correction, release a warhead, do another course correction, release another warhead, do another course correction, release another warhead. But once the warhead is released, it is following a ballistic path, hence the name Intercontinental Ballistic Missile. If it's on a ballistic path, it can be predicted where it's going, when it's going to get there. And that is the entire principle on which all of this anti-missile system has been developed. The idea that they can go out with radar or infrared or ultraviolet sensors, get a lock on this warhead, either during the coast phase out of the atmosphere or as it's coming down through the atmosphere, and then mathematically predict where it will be a minute from now and arrange to have an interceptor at the same place at the same time, a minute hence. Proven to be very, very, very difficult, by the way. Well, Russia has basically invalidated that entire concept, and they've had this, I think, for about two and a half years, as I understand it. Now, if you go back and you look at America's early manned space program, you remember the big debate over who was going to be in charge of the control of flying, like the Mercury spacecraft. And Von Braun's original idea was they don't even get a window, they don't get a control, the humans are just along for the ride, and the humans are saying, we're pilots, we want to be able to fly the thing. And people are going to say, there's no wings, there's no tail, how do they fly it? Well, very simply, the Mercury and Gemini and Apollo spacecraft were these very simple cone shapes, but they were built with the center of gravity off-center. So as they fell through the atmosphere, they were canted slightly to one side, and as a result, they would kind of skate sideways as they were coming straight down. And simply by rolling the spacecraft, you could change which way the skating was occurring. And using that, they would basically, the astronauts would steer those re-entry capsules onto where they were supposed to land. Usually, I mean, they did it pretty good. They didn't with Apollo 13 because there were other issues with that. But that's how they do it. And all the Russians have done is they've taken their little cone-shaped reentry vehicles and they have made them slightly heavier on one side. So as they come down through the atmosphere, they have a tendency to sort of crab off to one side. And by simply rolling the warhead with an internal gyro, they can get this thing to dipsy-doodle and corkscrew and twist all over the sky so that a ballistic forecast is impossible. And yet you can count on the United States Congress, in fact, they already have, throwing even more money at the Pentagon for weapon systems that are not going to work. Look at the quality of American product we have now. Light bulbs that burn out too quickly, cars that wear out as soon as they're paid for. And remember, I think about a year ago, I was saying we are betting our future warfighting capability on the quality of American-made products, and it's not going to hold up. And sure enough, F-22 asphyxiating its own pilots, F-35 can't fly in the rain, can't land on aircraft carriers. And we've got this hugely expensive anti-missile defense system that is already technologically obsolete. And look how much money they have wasted on this whole situation. But the U.S. is trying to goad us into this whole Cold War against the Russia where, yes, we're going to spend all this money on radars and missiles. And the nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more secret is we know it doesn't work. But the whole game is to spend the money and never actually use them because that's what happened in the 1950s. Trillions and trillions of dollars for missile submarines and bombers and silos. And we never had to actually use it. So the American people didn't really know if it worked or not. And remember how many of these tests they have faked by putting locator beacons on the target, which is a courtesy we can pretty much assume the Russians will not do on their reentry vehicles. They fake the tests and say, ooh, we've got this wonderfully effective weapon system, and then they soak the American people for money. And again, I recommend very strongly the book and or the movie The Pentagon Wars, based on the development of the Bradley Infantry Fighting Vehicle. I understand you can watch the movie over on Netflix. It is funny. Richard Benjamin did a fabulous job on this. And it basically details the scam that is military funding and development. We were talking, just yesterday about $17,000 for an oil drip pan to put underneath the Black Hawk helicopters because they leak oil, or actually transmission fluid. It's a joke. It's just an absolute joke. All righty, let's see. We have somebody waiting on the phone, Renee in North Carolina, and I apologize for keeping you waiting this long. Oh, she dropped. All right, I'm sorry, Renee. I talked way too long, and what can I tell you? I'm the mouth that pours out here, and I guess I bored her to death, something like that. All righty, now, interestingly enough, the FBI is Here's kind of one of those weird headlines. FBI quietly forms secretive net surveillance unit. Okay, then why is it in the corporate media? Don't tell anyone. We're forming a new secret surveillance situation. Yeah, okay. They want us to know they're out there. Basically, it's another one of these things where we're reading everything you say. We're listening to you. If you've typed it or Skyped it or instant messaged it, we will know what you said. Okay, well, let's see. I'm going to type in over here, J. Edgar Hoover was a cross-dresser. All right, so now you know what I know. Big deal. Again, it's part of the bluff. The U.S. government cannot function unless it can keep you afraid. And it is keeping you afraid by trying to sell you this idea that everything you do is being watched or listened to or overheard or read. And you know what the best answer for that is? I don't care if you're watching me. You know, old guy with a bunch of computers. If you want to read my emails, go ahead. There's nothing in there. And there's certainly nothing at whatreallyhappened.com that I don't want to have made public. There's no secrets out here. I don't care if you're watching me. Actually, my opinion is that surveillance on the Riveros is punishment duty for the FBI. If you screw up doing something really important, oh, you messed that one up, you get to do surveillance on the Riveros. Oh, what do you mean by that? So, anyway, going to go to the phones. Michael in Australia. G'day, mate. What's going on down there?
Oh, not too much. Rather cooler than normal, Mike.
Okay.
But what I wanted to speak of was my experience at the hands of the TSA at Houston on the 15th of this month. I was leaving America to come back home. And on approaching the gentleman, he indicated to me that I should go into that full body scanner thing. And I said to him, no, that's a death ray machine. And that sort of jolted him a bit. And he said, well, you'll have to have a full body pat down. And okay, so I opted for the one in public. And so the man, another man, was going through the routine of patting me all over, but he didn't stick his hands into my groin. And as he was doing this, I said to him that, did you know that at Boston Airport there, where the body scanners were first installed, that the incidence of cancer amongst the TSA workers nearby that machine there is 8 times that of the general population? He said, oh, that's not true. Well, I said to him, well, look, your bosses are lying to you. And so that was the end of that.
Well, yeah, basically...
They didn't interfere. Yeah.
Well, they're absolutely, the TSA workers are being constantly propagandized by their own managers and staff. And, you know, the idea is they're either going to have to believe the propaganda or they're going to have to look for other work. And these are people who couldn't get jobs at the fast food restaurants. And they know this is the last thing before homelessness to have these jobs. Because, I mean, let's face it, where do you go from TSA? And by the way, I am still convinced that the reason the TSA is going completely overboard and bonkers right now is Obama is planning on just throwing them under the bus come September, October, so he looks like a real good hero to the American people. And what are these TSA workers going to do after that? Look at the resume, fondled crotches for 2 years. Who's going to give them a job after that? You know, these people are permanently unemployed once TSA is gone.
The military after that?
Well, you know, I think less about the military because there is a legitimate need to have a military presence. It's just completely overblown.
Okay.
And cancerous in the United States of America, you know, but we can't have a world without a military, you know, unless everybody agrees to be without a military. And again, politics attracts some real nutcases, and we're going to have a minimum military to be on guard against the nutcases. But my point is, we don't need these bases in all these other countries. Our parents' generation were forced to spend $5 trillion, and that's back when $1 trillion was really a lot of money for this nuclear deterrent. Now, if it works to guard us against attack, then we don't need soldiers and Navy bases and air bases anywhere else in the world. We can just sit here and mind our own business and do our commerce and make our products for export. And if anybody messes with us, we turn them into a giant pool of glowing green glass. But if that doesn't work, if all this nuclear technology does not, in fact, deter attacks on the United States of America, then let's scrap it and get a refund to those people who got suckered into paying for it.
Right. And, Mike, there's never been a country in the history of the United States that has actually been threatening the United States.
That's absolutely true. It's all made up. It's all pretend. Franklin Roosevelt goaded Japan into the attack on Pearl Harbor. And even then, the Japanese were not really intending to attack the United States of America. They just wanted to keep the United States at a distance while they went into the resource-rich areas of French Indochina and Manchuria for raw materials. Yeah. There was never a Japanese plan to actually invade and conquer the United States of America. And same thing for the Soviet Union.
It was always the great East Asia prosperity sphere. That's all they wanted.
Well, you know, every war is always started, with the lie to the people. And we have too many politicians who grew up in the Cold War years who think that keeping their population scared of some distant invisible enemy is the best way to go, which is why, you know, during the Cold War here, you know, our government ruled us with fear of the communists, and now they're trying to go back to fear of the Russians. Netanyahu is clinging to power through fear of the anti-Semites, and it's all just a big, huge scam, and it only works because people allow themselves to believe in these myths that they are being taught by the schools and churches and the corporate media.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's all I wanted to say, Mike.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot, and have a good... I loved Australia. What part of Australia are you in?
Melbourne.
I didn't get down to Melbourne, but I've been down to Sydney a couple of times on work, and I really loved it, and I love the people down there. So have yourself a good day, and thank you for the phone call.
Okay, Mike.
All righty. All right. Moving right along here, appointment within the Obama administration. Probably you didn't hear much about. John Brennan has been appointed as, for lack of a better term, the assassination czar. And I'm sorry, but the czar was already assassinated. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm misconstruing. Basically, Brennan is being designated as the person in charge of deciding who the government is going to kill without benefit of a trial or a jury or any of that other civil rights and constitutional nonsense. So he's making a list. He's checking it twice, going to find out who's naughty or nice. By the way, have you sent in those campaign donation check yet? John Brennan is coming to kill you. We have an assassination czar now. Talk about dictatorship. All righty, moving right along. This is kind of an interesting little story. There, as you know, the Motion Picture Association of America and the Recording Industry Association of America has been just going total flat out trying to find anybody who's made a copy of a file and sue them for amazing amounts of money. And there's a case that was referred to the Supreme Court, and they basically passed on it. They said, we're not even going to look at it. We're going to let the lower court ruling stand. The guy by the name of Tenenbaum was hit with a $675,000 fine. Okay, after the RIAA took him to court over copyright infringement in 2009 and won the case. $22,500 per song. Okay, now, Nancy Gertner of the United States District Court in Boston reduced the penalty, saying it was unconstitutionally, punitive. And the RIAA went back and appealed. And one, reinstating the original fine. That's $675,000, $22,500 per song. Okay, stay with me on this. Now, up in Massachusetts, there's a company called Power Fasteners. And they were involved in the Big Dig project building the Fort Point Channel Tunnel for Boston. And Power Fasteners sold this epoxy that was used to fasten tiles and cement blocks to the ceiling of the tunnel. And the epoxy was deficient. Power Fasteners was found to have known that it was deficient. It was inadequate. It was not up to the specifications that were specified. And as a result, part of the tunnel collapsed, the roof, fell onto a commuter car, killing a person. Milani Del Valle, I I guess, is the pronunciation. And the damage to the tunnel was so extant from the malfeasance, it was actually closed for almost a year while they repaired it and had to replace all of the epoxy and everything. So Power Fasteners was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter in the death of Melina Del Valle, and they were fined $1,000. Let me give you that one more time. This company in Massachusetts was convicted of involuntary manslaughter, killing a person through negligence, and was fined $1,000. So according to the court system, a copied music file is worth 22 times the life of a human being. That is a little sick, in my opinion. And it's just absolutely nonsensical. And again, this is the movie and the recording industry trying to blame file copiers for the fact of their declining revenues, when in fact the reality is they're putting out crappy product. It's all politically correct. It's all propaganda like Battleship. And people don't want to spend money to be lied to. We'll be right back.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick up on a computer alone. MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned a fat
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're heading to the close of the market here, and the plunge protection team is still trying to get that into the green there to just tranquilize all those 401k holders. And looks like they'll get the S&P 500 just into the green, maybe not the Dow. I can just see those Wall Street, you know, stockbrokers out there in the back alley with the dice just rolling them over and over again saying, Daddy need a new pair of shoes. Or from Armani or whatever it is they get them. Yeah, it's so obvious. This is just this hard upshove. They're trying to get it up there. And it's all illusion. It's all smoke and mirrors. Pay no attention to that stockbroker behind the curtain. All righty. Now, the reality is things are a little bit grimmer out there. Rasmussen just did a poll. And it was reported that 50% say the U.S. government's going to go bankrupt. There's no way out of it, and they're absolutely right. I think they're already there. And this, of course, is a little bit more realistic than that poll that they had the other day on CNN, which said only 30% of Americans think they're worse off today than they were 3 years ago, which that doesn't match up at all with what I'm seeing around here. But what's more interesting, though, is this Washington Post ABC News poll by Rasmussen is being reported in some places as saying 50% of Americans say the U.S. government is going to go bankrupt. Other places are reporting it's actually higher than that. So they're even spinning their own polls to try and get the numbers that they want. It's amazing here. Now, another little interesting story that caught my eye. As you're probably aware, the Federal Aviation Authority has granted, the Federal Aviation Administration, rather, has granted authority for police departments around the country to fly these little robotic drones all over the city to peek in your bedroom window and make sure that you're doing it in accordance to all the local ordinances. There's already been one near miss where one of these drones got into an airport terminal control area, and there was almost a mid-air collision. So things are getting very, very nervous over there. But here's what's really alarming. Apparently, police departments are already considering arming these drones. Okay, over at Montgomery County in Texas, they're seriously considering putting what they're calling rubber bullets and tear gas on the drone. Well, here's the problem. The guns that can fire those rubber bullets can fire regular bullets as well. They're talking about putting these little robotic armed drones over your head to kill you with. And they'll just get some bozo to declare that they're non-lethal like they did the tasers. And gee, we're sorry you died, but we were told that these rubber bullets weren't going to kill you, even though they did. So, you know, we pulled the trigger knowing it would not kill you. So if you died, it's your own fault. By the way, the American Heart Association has finally come out and confirmed something that we reported on this show 2 years ago. Tasers can, in fact, kill you. And we had a cardiac expert call into the show here a couple of years ago. And he said, basically, if that jolt from the taser hits your heart at exactly the right point in the cycle, it stops the heart from beating, and you go into cardiac arrest and you die. And now the American Heart Association's done the research and said, by golly, that's exactly what happened. We'll be back after station identification.